And now we pause for our Lenten reflection by Father Niall Ahern.
Today is Holy Thursday. Every house with youngsters has chores shared out as equally as possible. It's all part of growing and taking responsibility. Shirking happens and is challenged. Undoubtedly, the disciples on that first Holy Thursday night delicately maneuver themselves to a position far away from the basin and towel at the door, left for the customary feet washing. An essential task, but a loathed chore, usually reserved for the lowliest servant. Perhaps some present mentally sussed out who should do the job. Silent thoughts running like, let Philip do it, he's not been pulling his weight recently. Anyhow, everybody sits down, ignoring both custom and their own dirty feet. Then one of them rises. It is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords who rises. Goes from supper, lays aside his garments, takes a towel, girds himself and washes feet. Just imagine, the Creator of all things pours water over their feet. Why, he even holds the very molecules of water together, not to mention the lives of his disciples. Hear the silence filling that room. Divinity stripped itself of his garments of glory to cleanse his followers. That same night, that is tonight, he said, do this in remembrance of me. Is that what he meant? It's not greatness but grittiness that counts. It is the loving attitude we bring to every detail and encounter that really reflects the spirit of Jesus today. Today, Holy Thursday, is personified by humility, not humiliation. Let us join this harnessing of virtue and humbly wash and have washed everything that needs brightening in our own lives. Amen.